The Icefields Parkway has been voted the world's most beautiful mountain drive. It's easy to understand why, and it'll be the highlight of your Canadian Rockies trip. Before I explain more about the tour, if you plan to do more touring in the Canadian Rockies than just the Icefields Parkway, for example, if you plan to visit the Lake Louise area or the town of Banff or Jasper, then I highly recommend my tour called Canadian Rockies Guide Along as the best option. It has commentary in all of the areas of the Canadian Rockies National Parks that you'll want to visit, and all the commentary just seamlessly transitions from one area to the next. There's no need to switch from one tour to another. Just soak in the scenery, watch for wildlife, and enjoy the tour. And there's even bonus audio in some sections. Now, about the Icefields Parkway. This drive covers Highway 93 North and runs between the town of Jasper and the Trans-Canada No. 1 just outside of Lake Louise. It's a drive of giant mountain ranges, incredibly colored lakes, wildlife, and glaciers and ice fields. Along the route, there are many iconic places where you'll want to park the car to take pictures and visit places of interest. We'll make sure you do not miss any of those. And the best highlights include Bow Lake and Crowfoot Glacier, Pato Lake, Mistea Canyon, Weeping Wall, the Icefield Center, Athabasca Glacier, and Sunwapta and Athabasca Falls. Now, there are many more beautiful places than just these, but they are the absolute must-dos. And for much of the superb scenery, you don't have to do anything more than just look out the window as you drive by. If you're starting from Lake Louise or Banff, there are two popular ways to do the Icefields Parkway. If you're going to drive all the way through to Jasper, then just spend the day making your way up the entire length. The tour commentary starts just before the exit from Highway 1 onto 93 North. The driving time is about 2.5 to 3 hours. But you'll need all day, because there are so many stops to enjoy along the way. If you're not driving all the way to Jasper, but planning a day trip and returning back to Banff or Lake Louise at the end of the day, then the best thing to do is follow the tour as far as the Columbia Icefield Center. That's the location where you can join the tours that go onto the glacier ice using the special buses. After visiting the ice fields, turn around and make your way back to Banff and Lake Louise. Some commentary stories are different on the way back, so it'll feel like a whole new tour. Do not try and drive all the way to Jasper and back in one day. It's just too far, and you won't have enough time to enjoy all the stops. Going to the Icefield Center and back is a full and worthwhile day. Now, if you're starting in Jasper, most people use the Icefields Parkway as a one-way travel day to finish in Lake Louise or Banff. Or you can also visit the Columbia Icefields and then return to Jasper. However you plan to do the Icefields Parkway, the best thing to do is start early. Animals and wildlife spotting is usually best during the morning or in late afternoon, and this drive is usually a great place to spot bears and other large animals. For more information, read the Canadian Rockies blog on my website. And remember, you will likely do more driving in the Rockies than just the Icefields Parkway. So the Canadian Rockies Guide Along Tour will most likely be the best option.